Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ta-da!
The bearded. The bearded Clay Aiken.
It's just stubble. It's not a beard.
It makes you look lazy.
I don't need to look older. It's what you were trying to say is it makes you look older. But
it's looking a little thicker than years ago, though.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you remember when I went to Afghanistan. You remember when I went to Afghanistan. I grew a full beard to try to be respectful of, you know, being in Afghanistan with UNICEF. Full beard. I took nothing, no regular Western clothes, just like Afghanistan wear. And got there. Well, yeah, like they have, you know, like the Roby type things.
And Roby type.
Well, they're called shalwar kameez.
Where do you buy these Afghanistan
clothes? I had to work on that. I had to try hard. In New York, I found some stuff. But Linda saw me like just 2 days before I left, maybe the day before I left, and I was just Grizzly Adamsed out. And it was, and I had my hair was brown at the time, and my beard was not brown, so we had to dye my beard so it matched. It was really kind of, but I went there, got all the way over there, and nobody else was dressed like that. And I had taken nothing with me.
All right. Show coming up Monday.
Yes.
They're doing standards and stuff now.
Well, right? I did standards on my album, but this show is Broadway stuff. North Carolina Theater.
Big benefit for them.
Yeah, it is. It's a benefit for them. We've called several people who kind of got started there. Sharon Lawrence from NYPD Blue.
Big lineup.
Was in the very first performance North Carolina Theater ever did. You obviously know she's from Raleigh and went to Broughton. Lauren Kennedy, who was when I was younger, she was this big star in, you know, locally. She had done so many North Carolina Theater shows. She was in the show choir at Broughton, and everybody wanted to be in the show choir at Broughton when I was a kid. And,
this was before Glee.
This was way before Glee. They started it. Man, he was the first Beast in Beauty and the Beast, like big names who all had either started at North Carolina Theater or from Raleigh or had a, you know, had some significant connection to the show, to the theater there, are coming back, and we're going to sing stuff and just kind of, we're going to kind of just really sit back and chat like you guys do every morning about, you know, our memories of the theater, and then we're going to sing a bunch of songs from it. And, you know, these are things that I don't necessarily get to sing ever. I think a lot of people don't think about the fact that there are songs from Broadway that we don't realize are from Broadway. Mac the Knife, which is on the album that I just put out. Nobody realizes that's from a Broadway musical. That's where it came from. What Kind of Fool Am I, which was a Sammy Davis Jr. song, which folks recognized by him, was also from a Broadway show. And Somewhere There's a Place for Us, that's from a Broadway show. So there's songs like that in the show as well. So it's going to be a very eclectic mix of things.
All right. Well, Clay, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.